Damnation, Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Steve Sadak, Chris Cabin, Eric Siska, talking about the Boss Baby colon back in business.
Emphasis on colon in this episode.
Yeah. You better believe it, because the episode in question, the constipation situation.
Sixth episode of this wonderful series.
Yeah. That's great. Original air date, 2018. I don't know.
Yeah, it was this year.
When did Netflix drop this shit on the world?
This year.
Who gives
March?
A shit?
Was it March?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Feels like it was always here.
So this is the sequel, I guess.
Well, it's like
series.
This is a dust off cartoon concept, which is let's pretend the last act of the movie didn't happen or didn't happen quite as we remember
right.
it.
Exactly right.
And just kind of make a cartoon world based off the first two acts.
Beetlejuice is our friend now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, the genie's just around all the time. We have adventures all the time. It's fine.
That's exactly right. This television show, this is the second episode of which I watched. I watched the first episode just to get a feel see if this was like, if because we knew we wanted to do one episode of this and try to figure out which one it was. So I started at the beginning.
And you loved that first episode.
I loved it.
Scooter Cuddy or whatever the fuck that brat's
Excuse
named.
Me?
Who?
The first episode is about that brat who's like running around everywhere.
I don't know what you're saying.
How many episodes did you watch, Chris?
I watched three.
I watched just this one.
Just this one.
Yeah. They all start with two fucking horrendous things. One is an alternate DreamWorks logo where the boss baby murders the fishing boy. And he's just like sitting on his own moon, like texting or something.
Yeah.
And then we launch into this theme song.
Oof. Oh my
boss
God.
Baby!
I guess I'm on the fence about this because sometimes I'm like, why do we need theme songs at all? But sometimes I want theme songs. You know what I mean? Like, we're moving past theme songs in some places.
Yes.
I want a theme song.
I just don't want theme songs like this.
No, that's it.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like, boss, baby.
And then I'm rapping about being a baby.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad.
Don't take my diapers and all that shit.
It's the most repugnant 20 seconds you'll see.
And also, the funny thing is, this shows you... how bad actual DreamWorks animation is, because you'll swear it's the same team. You know, usually there's a notable drop off from actual animation team to the actual cartoon.
Yeah. I saw a noticeable difference.
Really?
I really did.
The parents look identical to me.
Yeah.
Clearly the design is almost identical. Like, they didn't even change their shirts.
Yeah.
But it's
an iconic shirt, Chris.
But like, I feel like the boss baby looks slightly different.
There's a little bit less detail
to everything.
Sure.
That makes sense. It looks gross.
It's in like the hair. Like, their hair doesn't look like flowing hair. It looks like plastic.
Sure.
Like doll hair kind of a thing.
So the boss baby in this episode is constipated.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which for younger listeners, that means he can't shit.
Do you think anyone out there didn't know what that word means?
I didn't. I believed everyone did, but I said
you
that.
You know,
anyway.
I know that I have been constipated in the past, but I can't remember when.
Yeah, when you were a baby.
It's been so long.
When you were a boss baby.
I am regular as shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm usually regging it out.
Chris.
Oh, are we all sharing?
Chris, are you taking shits like regularly?
Yes.
Very good.
Like Steve, I've been once. I definitely had it. But like,
comment below if you're taking regular shits. Please list out your intervals.
Were you ever constipated? Let's talk about it.
Eric's skipping the question,
yeah,
man.
I
he's
see
just
this.
He's trying to play MC right now. Yeah. I'm just MC'ing here.
I'm master of the toilet. I'm MT. No, I do. Yeah, no, it's pretty on the dot. Like, I need to be somewhere at a certain time.
Even if he did.
No, it's game of life or death. You got to be available for that toilet at a certain hour.
Yeah. Speaking of a game of life or death, man, this person that they have doing the boss baby voice.
Oh, right.
Here's the thing. Motherfucker, you need to be doing an Alec Baldwin impression. Because that's what this character is. That's what everybody remembers of this character.
At least gravel it up a little bit.
Yeah. Something. Just pretend.
Yeah, I'm the boss baby.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, I'm a boss baby.
I'm the boss baby.
Oh, I'm constipated.
No. You're a pig. You're a pig. Your mother's a pig.
You do it like this. You do it like this. Like, you don't have to do anything at all because you're Alec Baldwin.
Well, because Alec Baldwin, by the way, is very busy ruining Saturday Night Live, so he can't.
Busy schedule.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to do my impression of the president of the United States right now. All right. Okay. So I'm Trump now. Okay. yeah.
I'm doing bad things. I'm President Donald Trump.
You can't see it, but my mouth looks like an asshole.
Well, that's he leaves the mouth open like, you know.
Yeah.
You could throw hot dogs in there. Because it's fun.
Yeah. His impression's more like looking disgusting.
Yeah.
Which I guess is
yeah, I mean, it's part of the fun.
So, it's for sure.
It's part of the fun.
For sure.
So he's constipated.
I'm just saying I could do it all.
He's constipated. If you're listening, I'm doing a We Hate Movies sketch, and I'm going to have Kate McKinnon play all four of the We Hate Movies guys. No, none of you guys can all... No. All other cast members, get out of here. No. Kate McKinnon will be all four We Hate Movies guys.
Call my fat suit man.
It'll be three Kate McKinnons and Max von Sydow. Yes.
Your host, Max von Sydow.
I've always wanted to host Saturday Night Live, and here finally, close to 50 years on the air, I get to host!
And musical guest, Childish Von Sydow!
This is America!
This is my rap project!
Childish Von Sydow!
It's like I'm a kid again! Dracula. Close enough.
Oh, fuck. So this baby can't take his shit. And he's forced to take a sick day from work. And the boss baby, B squared, has never taken the day off.
And Baby Co finds out about it.
There's, because I guess, like, a new baby. Narks. There's like a guy, there's like a big fat boss baby. And then, like, he's got a sidekick or something.
Well, there's this new... sort of
boss,
the antagonist
fat CEO.
Here. It's mega fat CEO baby.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, he's got some like squirrely little motherfucker. Well, his Renfield. Speaking of Dracula,
mega fat CEO thing is German.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then the other one I think is like Russian or something.
I don't know.
Well, because we're talking about Scheisse. We're talking to Germans.
Man, when this fucking fat baby finds out that this other baby can't shit.
Dude, he's salivating.
It is like the fucking new Marvel movie came out. He's fucking beelining it through the office.
Dude, yeah. This guy's pretty pumped about the boss baby's constipation.
Chris Cavan just did it. I haven't seen a fat baby run that fast since the last Marvel movie came out.
Am I right over there, Cha-Cha? You hear that clearly?
Oh, definitely. Ooh, Chris Cavan should be played by Kate McKinnon.
I will also be played by Kate McKinnon. How about that?
The sketch is me coming up with the sketch.
It's going to be brilliant. We're going to have Kate McKinnon also play everyone. How about this? It's going to be everyone.
She'll be also filming it and directing it and writing it.
Kate McKinnon is going to voice the boss baby.
The problem with this, even almost more so than the movie, is it straddles that like corporate shit of like I'm the big fucking dick and I never take a sick day culture.
Yes.
And it kind of glorifies that. And this is more for kids, I feel. You know what
I mean?
It's like
this boss baby says that like sick days are for the weak and unionized, which is two villainous things, is being weak enough that you say, you know what, I'm going to stay home because I don't feel good. Also / not infect the office, or you're a fucking piece of shit. In a union, making a living wage.
Well, that's the thing. Dude.
He should learn, like, oh, sick day. Everyone gets sick sometimes.
That's the thing. Like, we need to preach the message of self-care because, like, the American, quote-unquote, work ethic is fucking disgusting. It is fucking disgusting.
In that first episode, they lay it right out. He says liberals.
Like, oh, really?
Like, straight
really?
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Boss Baby's like, because he calls his brother, Tim. Tim is a liberal. Uh-huh. Kid's fucking 5 years old or something. What the fuck?
So stupid.
Yeah, but he had a boo-boo once, so he's a liberal. Look at that snowflake.
So they're like, hey, you know, there's a crisis here because there's a baby that's crying in the neighborhood. And again, this is from the movie, the whole notion of like babies always have to be loved. If babies' love stock drops, all these motherfuckers are in trouble and whatnot. So they're like, hey,
abortions
boss baby.
Will skyrocket. Is that the...
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
So the HQ, you know, baby core is like, you got to fucking stop this baby.
Sure.
Because our stock's plummeting. And, you know, then so the whole issue is the boss baby can't track down this baby that's crying because he can't move because he's so constipated.
Yeah.
We find out that this is it's actually a cat.
A cat.
A breed of cat.
This is the most disturbing thing. This episode is full of disturbing things.
This is the scariest one
but
of all.
A kitten crying like a baby just chilled me to my bones.
Well, it's disgusting.
That's like something from The Witch.
I got to say, my cat in private company will cry like a baby practically. Oh. It's almost like making fucking words. It's disturbing.
Dude, you gotta put a stop to that.
Yeah, you gotta put this.
You know
cat
how you
down.
Put a stop to it is you get him fat. You just give him some treats. But I've heard that like cats have evolved in a way to mimic the sound of a human baby.
That's
in
terrifying.
Order to gain
That's
favor.
Terrifying.
But that's not what this is, a special project by a pervert.
Yeah, that's true.
We and are I mean, introduced again to the series villain Bootsy Calico.
Which this is the first time I've seen this villain. Yeah. And this is just your like Hollywood stereotypical coded gay villain.
Yep.
Yes. He's 100%. He's
effeminate. He's wearing.
He's got his cats. He's gonna take over the world.
He's wearing a cardigan.
Yeah. He's got cat eyes though, which is pretty creepy. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe he's got like just some shitty goth contacts. Maybe
he bought those contacts out of a back of a catalog. I used to see those things.
He's got Wolverine hair, which I. Point.
Sure.
Boss Baby was talking about this villain earlier in the episode, and I was just like, oh shit, dude, we're gonna get a talking cat.
Yeah,
it's like,
me too.
Why not personify every fucking thing? A baby shitting around, babies see cats.
Ooh, you're asking for imagination.
Yeah, well, also,
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's what we want here.
I think it was maybe it was on the Cat's Eye episode way 1,000 years ago, but like, the whole idea of cats stealing a baby's breath.
Yes,
is something.
That's part of it. That's a real thing.
Folklore.
That's a real thing that happens.
Dude, that's science.
Dude, then they get the baby voice once they kill a child.
Exactly.
It's like they trap the soul.
Because it's like they suck up that baby's soul, man.
I'm Kitty Krueger.
Oh, no.
Meow.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson wrote a whole book about this stuff.
Oh, that dude's.
I'm ruining your furniture. Scratch, scratch. Isn't this a nightmare? You just bought it. I'm shitting in a box.
Great idea, Andrew. Kitty Krueger will be played by Kate McKinnon.
You want to use your laptop? Ha ha.
And just before stopping the tweets, I think Kate McKinnon's fantastic. She's hilarious.
Amazing.
Overused.
Okay, now Kyle Mooney, in this scene, you'll be just watching it. You just watch Kate McKinnon do it. Okay?
Man, that's a sketch, by the way, is that he just forces other players to just watch her do all the roles.
The only person who could ever play Jared Kushner, I know we have a bunch of 20-something tall white guys. Jimmy Fallon. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
And Kate McKinnon will also be playing bass with Childish Von Sydow.
I want more Childish Von Sydow.
Oh, totally, dude.
Here's my new tune. It's called Saturday. Oh, Saturday.
And
I'm dancing with my shirt off.
Next week's host, Brian Dennehy and Kendrick Dennehy.
Oh man, I'd be tuning in every week.
Yeah.
Here's something Black Panther. I don't know. Brah. Dennehy. How many Kate McKinnons are in this scene?
Let me get my shirt off.
So, like, the idea is the boss baby has to relax. He has to take a sick day. So it's up to Tim and the rest of the other babies from the movie. And they're pretty similar to your point. Yeah, like, the fat kid looks very different, I think.
Yeah, not as much detail on the blubber.
Yeah, he looked trimmed down, but I guess because it wasn't vibrating everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You got the triplets, then you have the little girl. That's like the team.
And the fat kid, yeah.
So like the fat German tells him that he can't, he's got to take a sick day.
Yeah.
And if he finds out that he's actually working on this project to find out who the new baby in the neighborhood is or the cats or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
That if he finds out about that, then he's fired.
Oh, right? No.
And if his team
fails.
Yeah, fails, then he's fired as well. So
also, this fucking a this
possible situation.
it's really tough for the boss.
It's a no win situation for the boss, baby.
Kobayashi Maru, cha cha.
The boss baby's eating an apple. Yeah, I solved it.
It's awesome because this German boss, this big fat CEO baby or whatever, is so fucking giddy that the boss baby's backed up. He goes, oh, yeah, your schnitzel shoot is all backed up. Dude, schnitzel shoot.
I mean, the shit
joke.
We
all got one.
It's not even... a pin in this real quick. When's the last time everybody watched Into Darkness, Star Trek Into Darkness?
Relatively recently.
A while ago.
You will forget that Benedict Cumberbatch fucking crushes Peter Weller's head like a grape in movie.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You should go back, man.
Oh, man,
what did that have to
wait.
Do with Schnitzel Shoot?
No, we were talking about Star Trek for a second. Kobayashi Maru, Apple. Anyways, but the shit jokes in this show.
Yeah.
And I know it's for kids and it's like,
I've laughed at a good number of shit jokes in my day.
Yeah. It's gross. I mean, there's like burbling noises all over the place. Like, and every time the baby has to move, you hear it, and I'm like, oh shit, do I have to take a shit?
And this baby is
this baby's trying to take a shit in a full fucking suit and tie.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about how that would be.
Do you ever shit your pants in a suit before?
No.
A three-piece suit?
But just like trying to. Walking around in a suit and trying to shit.
I know, man. It's so embarrassing to be like shitting your pants at a wedding.
And that's the thing. The American corporate culture is so poisoned. You have to fucking walk around and possibly shit yourself in public as opposed to take a sick day.
Yep. Exactly right. Yeah.
That's what men do, Steve.
And this is what I understand, though. Like, he's taking a sick day, but then, like, the dude is, like, the CEO is saying, like, he will be fired if he's caught working on his sick day.
Yeah.
Guess what, man? I am stuck working during sick days all the fuck time.
Sure. That's American.
So this boss baby's got it easy, okay? Shit.
It's true. Now, like, listen, tell your friends about this Patreon, all right?
So the parents, this is a disgusting thing. The parents are like, oh, we have to find some ways to remedy this situation. We heard... from maybe Dr. Spock said it or somebody, I don't know.
Sure.
That if you like wiggle and like dance around.
If you thrust your crotch into your son's face, you'll have to shit.
Captain, if you wiggle, you'll shit.
Sorry I'm late for my shift, Captain. I was wiggling in my quarters and shit my rompers.
Oh no, Spock, I'm We're constipated in this timeline. Let me go talk to Spock in the other timeline. Spock, were you ever constipated? Interesting you should ask, Zachary Quinto.
He's chugging prune juice.
Because, you know, people don't realize that the baby book written by Dr. Spock is written by Ambassador Spock. It just went through a wormhole.
Yeah, that's right.
And landed on Earth in the 50s.
It's the same one that directed 3 Men and a Baby.
That's the exact one.
That's why he's got so much experience with it.
So these parents are like jiggling ass and whatnot. And it's kind of hilarious because Tim, the older brother, is fucking horrified.
Yeah.
And it's kind of great. And I have to say, if there's one like... very loosely using this, but saving grace about this TV series, at least with the both episodes that I've seen, I find the kid doing the voice acting on Tim is very funny.
It's funny, and he's kind of a dopey kid. And
it's like, also like a legitimate little kid.
And he's like, oh, you know, it'll be great. You'll be sick. We'll have a sick day. We'll watch game shows. And I'm like, oh, man, should I call a sick tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it right now.
Sounds fucking great.
Yeah, I had a meat lover's in there. I'm ready.
But the kid warns the boss, baby, if you don't get this shit out of your body, like, our parents are going to take you to Dr. Kevin, and Dr. Kevin's going to give you like an injection in your ass.
Yeah.
Right.
To make you shit out more or whatever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound real.
There's a montage of trying to get him to shit. There's a bunch of stuff that happens here.
He's like shaking him upside down.
He's like chugging milk.
Yeah.
He's like trying to blow with like a closed mouth, like I guess the pressure of the internal body.
Doing several things that would murder this child.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, it's kind of fun. This is a mildly amusing joke.
Uh-oh.
Is like, Tim goes, boo. And the boss baby's like, I don't have the hiccups. I'm constipated. And Tim like leans over and says, boo to this baby's ass. I was kind of laughing.
Yeah, it's totally fine. And that goes on for
a bit.
And
then like the B story is like these baby kids. Minions are trying to find all the cats that are
screaming like babies because
yeah.
Because everyone is screaming, like people are screaming from their windows like, oh my God, I hate babies, blah, blah, blah.
You know what's a weird thing about all this is, yeah, the neighborhood is like on fire with everybody screaming, like, shut that baby up, I hate this baby. There's so many shots of these neighbors like going up to their front door and slamming it closed. Yeah. And I was like, why is that open in the first place? Yes. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
We are also shitting in here and we are airing it out. Thank you.
It's just a dumb detail I noticed about the every single time it happens in this episode, someone slams their front door.
I just love that this whole series is based on the idea that, like, at any given moment, the entire human population is going to give up on procreating for cats.
Yeah,
like that's
I already have.
I'm kind of there with you, buddy.
You know what? And we should.
Sure.
Maybe, we need to take 20 years off.
We need to just end it all. Like, what the fuck's the point? You know what I mean? Like, why?
I'm working on it.
Hurry up.
To be fair, this is just because you watched The Boss Baby today.
Sure.
Like, end it all. Let's call it quits.
Yeah.
After The Last Jedi, you were like walking on air.
That's true. I guess I got to stay alive for at least an episode 9 to hear everyone cry about it.
Yeah, this was all a long term. J.J. Abrams and fucking Rian Johnson just like had to keep you alive. So, like, okay, we're going to put out 77.
It's crazy.
Films.
But what will keep me alive? Like, Ronald D. Moore kept me alive with Battlestar fucking Galactica.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I was like, I got to see what happens. I'm a boss, baby.
So, yeah, they wind up interrogating this cat. They realize that the cat is doing the thing, and they have to find this guy, Calico Von whatever the fuck, Bootsy Von Calico?
Bootsy Calico.
Bootsy Calico.
Yeah, pretty.
Von Calico.
In this sketch, I am a man with cat eyes.
Oh, my God. I don't have anything.
Yeah,
I think
good.
It would go a little something like that, though.
I have a new TV series out called Sweden.
The second season, which is neutral.
That's Sweden, sorry, ice season.
Yeah. Ice season.
Ice season, that's the better joke.
There's a funny little gag when they're like watching the game show. You hear the announcer and he goes, it's something like, welcome back to Name Those Noises. It's kind of funny. There are bits and bobs in here that
is this a slow reveal that you love this show?
No, it's just there's mildly amusing things that happen 3 to 4 times in this episode.
Sure.
That's all. In the milk thing, by the way, it's kind of a callback a little bit, I think, to the movie, because Tim's like, chug it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like drinking the milk. He's like, come on, chug it, chug it. No, you chug it. Chug it. Chug it.
Didn't you find that disturbing that in the first episode, the one thing they felt they needed to do again was the suck it scene?
Yes. They do suck it in the pilot.
Really?
The
what?
Pilot.
Come on.
That was because the callback.
The boss baby opens up this like beautiful mahogany like case kind of a thing.
Now that you're working here, you're going to have to suck it.
Well, and in this
it's like
case,
where John Wick puts his guns.
Yeah, they're like newly modified magic pacifiers. And in the first episode, like he takes Tim up to the baby core.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like in this series, they're going back and forth between that thing an awful lot.
Yeah.
I bet you dollars to donuts.
And they're not like ghosts.
And they're not ghosts, no.
That's too bad.
Childish Van Sydow laying other MCs to rest like I beat the Grim Reaper in chess.
Have you been making...
I've been working on that nonstop.
Yeah, I could see you kind of like petered off, and I was like, he's working on something.
That's it.
That brain can't do too much at the same time.
No, it's not. Not with the beer in the hand.
Chess. Something with chess.
No, so... In that montage, again, I'm trying to get this baby to shit. Tim's last resort is he just shows this boss baby a plunger.
Yikes.
It's like, what are you going to do there?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know.
What, do you work for the NYPD?
Hey-o!
So there's something in here that I had...
That was a tragedy, by the way.
Yeah,
that was a total tragedy.
A crime against humanity, a human, specifically.
There's a thing where I think... Man, this is an obnoxious thing. So the mother takes the boss baby and they're driving to the pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman
we're saying some stuff here.
Well, this woman is like screaming at talk radio.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's one of these
crazy opinions about hot dogs.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is what I'm getting at. Yes. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
She starts screaming at the radio about how diced onions on hot dogs are disgusting, and I almost threw my fucking computer at the television.
Thank God. I was wondering how you'd feel about this.
It's delicious.
Good, because you're right, because you've got a lot of firm rules about hot dogs and shit like that.
Yeah, no, I'm a fierce hot dogist.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Now we're talking dogs here. There's a place.
Duckin' dogs.
Is your favorite food hot dog?
No, this came up. There's a good hot dog in Eastchester called Walter's, but they cut it down the middle and they grill it and they serve it to you almost sandwich style.
Interesting.
Yeah. Where does everybody sit on that?
Heresy.
Don't care for it.
Don't care for it. Wow.
I'd rather have a bun, but I will try your concoction.
It's a bigger bun. It's a bun. It's a bun flavor. Sure.
I understand the concept of it.
I can't get in on this.
I'm a classicist with hot dogs.
Yeah, I want a hot dog. I don't want a hot dog sandwich.
Okay.
And that's what you're doing right there.
To fill listeners in, if they don't know, Andrew is strictly mustard only.
Wow. No, you're not putting ketchup on a hot dog.
I am putting ketchup on a hot dog on occasion.
Oh, dude, you know
I go both ways, dude.
I do the devil's cocktail ketchup and mustard.
I think that is an excellent way to have a hot
that's
dog.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I'm a mustard relish.
Relish is okay, but I need it spicy. I need a spicy relish.
It's usually either mustard relish or mustard sauerkraut.
But of course the supreme is obviously just the chili dog with onions on it.
I don't fuck with the chili.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't put that on hot dogs.
Really? Chili fucks back.
Hot dogs and burgers, like, I just don't want to drown it. I want to savor it.
Not in a burger. I couldn't do a chili burger. I can't do that.
Charles Van Saito, while you write about me on your blog while I eat this hot dog.
Yep, that's another one.
That's another one.
Laying down some fat rhymes, Steve.
By the way, it should be a Sweden herring season.
There you go.
Herring season. Because
they do smoked fish a lot.
Oh, they do.
Totally.
That's a good way. That's why those guys live so long. It's a nice, healthy meal.
That is not the socialized medicine or any of all those crazy health benefits.
They don't have conversations about hot dogs. That's for sure.
I'm guessing hot dogs is not high on the list.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Chuck it. So this is a dumb thing. So the mother is driving. Tim is like, oh fuck, I gotta go get the boss baby out of this car.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden this kid riding a bicycle while fucking pulling a little wagon with the rest of these babies in it is pedaling as fast as this car is going. Yep. We're in cartoon country.
Yeah, I don't get. I mean, also, like, all these babies are so unattended for so long.
Yeah, where are the parents of all these babies?
They get the baby out of that, the boss baby, excuse me, out of this station wagon, and then they finish their, like, adventure enough time for them to catch up to this fucking car and put the boss baby back in it when she arrives at Dr. Ken's Kevin's office.
Pro tip, you can just borrow a baby for a little while. I've tried that. You'll have the feds up your ass for weeks.
Also trying to
for adventure or whatever.
To be clear, Steve, Childish Von Sydow is not a baby.
Yes. he's a fucking 100-year-old man.
Yes, he wears a diaper, but he's not a baby.
Oh. He doesn't wear a shirt, though.
Yeah,
definitely not. Well, it's weird because Tim has some line where he's like, we have another 5 minutes until mom gets to the doctor's office and another 10 minutes until she's done yelling at the car radio in the parking lot.
Sure.
It's like, what is this lady's problem?
I think we're saying stuff now.
It's
all these people
saying stuff.
We're all getting so wrapped up in politics. We're not looking at our own babies. And
like,
blah, blah, blah.
Like the loggerhead hour or some bullshit that when it first comes up.
Yeah, because it's like there's no set topic. Everybody's just screaming about everything. It's like, boy, I get it.
There's eventually like a snooty mayor that comes on and she's yelling about that. So they're definitely going towards the politics angle.
Sure, right. Sure.
So they have the boss baby back, and it's like, all right, boss baby, the thing that relaxes you is working. So you have to dictate, work to your little baby team here, and then you'll shit your pants, and this episode can fucking blissfully be over with. So he starts dictating like what they have to do to get all the cats in line or whatever. And this is where like Bootsy Calico jumps out of a treehouse, and you're like, it's a grown man who's a fucking villainous gay guy. This is weird.
It should be a sentient cat. Easy solution.
I just feel like this is so weird. Like, if you're going to do a human adversary, why are we clearly making him like a homosexual stereotype?
Yeah, it's not.
I mean,
good.
That's how I read this scene.
No, no, you're not wrong. 100%.
It's exactly a bad look. What it is. It's a bad look for the boss baby.
And they kind of just like have some words, and then it's like, all right, well, until next time, boss baby.
Well, the idea is boss baby's.
There's mutually
solution.
Assured destruction because he gets all those toys that squeak.
Cat oh, right. noises, and like everyone's like, oh, now I hate cats because I'm hearing cat noises.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, okay, well, we'll. Recall our nightmare fucking baby cats and throw them in the garbage.
No, they'll go right in the river.
They have to. What? You can't let those things live. If they start breeding, my God.
Bootsy Calico's got to go get a fucking pillowcase, man. He's busy.
Put him on that Hemingway Island and fucking let him go,
just
dude.
Let it go, man. So, yeah, it's very much like they agree to, you know, just they both call off their dogs.
Sure.
And it's like, I'll get you next time, gadget kind sure. of thing. And then the boss baby in
his pants.
The crudest image of this episode is you see the boss baby's kind of standing like wide stance. And then you just see like his pants drop a little bit.
Oh, I didn't
bit.
Even notice that. Oh, I totally, heard the noise.
Yeah. It's like disgusting. A and like his pants, you totally see it go like boom. They the like weight. Sink a little
the
bit.
The weight of it.
the weight of the fucking pile of feces.
They quickly get him back and throw him in the station wagon, and then the mother sees like, that he's full of shit.
Yeah, yeah, he shits his pants, and then she's like, oh, it smells like death in here or whatever it is. Oh, you went. And then here we're saying something again, though,
oh, yeah.
here. Because she's like, oh, did you just save mommy a very expensive copay? So we're fucking killing it, man. We are saying something
with the
boss.
We're saying
baby.
A lot. And right, by the way, Lisa Kudrow.
Two babies.
Lisa Kudrow and Jimmy Kimmel do not reprise their roles.
Nobody does.
No. Yeah. Never take a sick day and never go to the doctor because it's too expensive.
Definitely spout politics at babies, though.
Yes.
Because babies are watching this.
Boss like, baby's fucking smarter than you.
And don't leave your children around gay people, I guess. Thanks, episode.
Especially if they like cats.
Thanks, episode from 2018.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
So, 18.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Oh, very much so. I was very happy that no one saw me at work watching this because they're like, ew. It's Steven, what babies are you watching?
We knew Steve was weird, but ew. We didn't know he was ew weird. Chris
yeah,
Cabin?
Just shameful. Like, awful. Just, yeah, I was really, really embarrassed. I did, like, and honestly, it actually puts a better light on the movie.
It 100% does. I thought the same thing.
Really
that's
wild.
That's exactly how I thought, too, because I was watching it at work again. Oh, good. And I was like, Steve, I don't want anyone to see this when I'm watching it. And just like the shit going on in this, I'm just like, the movie was better. How is that possible?
You know what? Life found a way. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess because this was the second one I watched. I already got some of that embarrassment out of my system.
Sure.
It still reeks, though, man. This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
I should point out, I watched the other episode I watched was the one after this, which begins with a German fat fart baby, whatever the fuck his name is.
Big fat CEO baby.
Big fat CEO baby.
Angela Merkel.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Kate McKinnon.
That would be okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Hasn't she done that?
Yes, she must. Yes. She must.
So yeah. They turn...
Rudy and Giuliani, not so much.
She's we'll disagree on that one.
He turns Boss Baby's office into the bathroom. And then there's just a bunch of babies in his little cubicle taking shits and pisses.
What are we talking about shit every episode? The constipation's fine.
Well, because look, I mean, babies can only do so much.
That's true. It's half a baby's deal.
Shit and piss and do business.
There you go. That is Animation Damnation for the month of May. Thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon. Until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Sisko.
Take it easy.